Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Same Page Podcast. My name is Everett Dibbler, and the Same Page Podcast is brought to you by the RAE Center, which is a technical assistance center focused on providing guidance and resources to parent centers, primarily working with youth and their families within the transition process, helping youth make the move from graduation to adulthood. And these podcasts focus on parents and young adults talking about their journeys and talking about the things they've learned through the transition process, helping people to kind of see where things could go, think about where things didn't go the best, where things worked really well, and what's worked for parents to support their children in making that jump from school to adult life. So enjoy episode 2 that focuses on a father's perspective on helping their son make the journey to adulthood. Enjoy the show. Okay, let's get started with episode 2 of the Same Page Podcast. And again, my name is Everett Dibbler, and with me today, I'm so excited to have my co-host with me today, Susan Barlow. I want to say hi, Susan.
Hello, everybody. So thrilled to be here.
Yes, it's awesome to know that we're headed into episode 2 of this podcast, and I'm really excited to have a father-son team. I just met Dad a couple weeks ago in preparing for this episode, but I feel like I know the son, Wilbur Johnson Jr., very well, but I want the two of you to introduce yourselves. I'm so excited to have you. Introduce yourselves and tell us where you're from.
Wilbur? Yeah. My name is Wilbur Johnson Jr. I like to be called Will. I am from Louisiana, New Orleans.
Awesome. I'm Wilbur Johnson Sr., Wilbur George Johnson Sr. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana.
And we're just super excited to have you here to kind of talk about things that you've learned through the process of Will. You're now a young adult, killing it in the work world and being successful. And I know your dad played a key role in this. So we're super excited to kind of talk about your journey with you and your dad and get your perspective. So Sue, I don't know if you want to lead off with the first question for Dad.
Okay. For Dad. Yeah. So Dad, I ask this question to dads and moms often because I think it's hugely powerful. When you first identified that your son had a disability, tell me, how did you handle that news and what was going on in your head?
Well, when I first found out that Will and me was going to have a disability, it was just, for me, it was kind of puzzling because we didn't know exactly what his disability would be because the doctor told us that it was up to him and time at the time. You know, he just didn't know what he was going to be. And for me, I just wanted him to be, mm-hmm. you know. And
love it. Yeah.
I guess I just took it like that.
How old were you, Will, when you were diagnosed with a disability?
At a young age. Like,
at a young age?
From birth.
Okay. From all right. Good. And one of my other favorite questions is, you know, that was a long time ago, Mr. Johnson. That was a long time ago. And you've grown as a parent, as your child has grown to become an adult. If you could there's a room full of parents here. What is it you would tell them that would be helpful if they were just finding out their child had a disability or somewhere on this journey?
Well, I would tell a person once they find out it's a learning process, and it'll take you by surprise from the beginning, and I would tell them just to try and have patience, possibly, if you know, because everybody don't have the patience and the understanding of what they're about to go through, and just take it like it comes, you know?
Good. Great. So like what about, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying like they can just take it like it comes. I mean, because it's an up and down situation, you know, when you're mm-hmm. trying to deal on this thing. I just was blessed enough to have a lot of people around me.
One of the other pieces about as Will grows up, the whole idea of him becoming independent and getting ready to go to work. What kind of support did you provide during that process? I mean, I know as a parent, I tried to help all my kids find jobs, but my child with a disability was a different story. I mean, I still did, but it was different.
What I did was, I understood that it first started at home, and it was the things that we did around the house. Once I knew what he was capable of doing, he was, I did everything. I brought him to the park, so he joined the organized football team. Of course, he wasn't the best football player, but he was there. So I did those things, and once you realize what your child can do, then you take it from there. I knew he was good with his hands, so he was physical. So we started cutting the grass and stuff, you teach him, you're giving them a chance. That was very important to me because I ain't gonna keep cutting that grass.
Right. And we call those job tryouts. You
Exactly. And
try
they start
different
at home.
jobs, see
That's
what fits.
exactly. Right.
Thank you. Thank you for
Well,
sharing.
yeah, and I think I have two follow-up questions to that. I know I'm supposed to be asking questions to Will primarily, but I have questions for Dad. How did you go about Mr. Johnson explaining Will's disability to him? Like, how did you approach having that conversation about
We
how you have a disability?
talked and I just asked him, how did he want me to communicate with him? Because where we come from, people can say different things and stuff like that. But so he wanted me to just be real with him, and that's what I did. I kept it real. I didn't water it down or nothing like that. I just told him that certain things are just going to be a little different for you. Then it may
Right.
come to some other people. We just got to work with it. You can do it. It's just that it's going to be a little harder,
Sure. Well, yeah, and you mentioned something at the beginning. You said you were blessed to have a lot of support around you
Oh, yeah.
at the beginning. Who were those people that you relied on so much
Well,
in
first of
the
all,
beginning?
it was my mother. My mother just passed. It was my mother. We had, I had other friends, like cousins that, they gravitated. They had a lot of people that, a lot of ladies that kind of, I guess, they may have had some compassion for Will in the situation. And they just, people just was this, we wanted to help.
Right.
So it was all,
Sure.
all hands on deck.
Well, and now, and I don't know Mr. Johnson, but I feel like I watch Will's social media, and there's a lot of family that I see referenced, whether it be
Yes.
aunts, there's
Exactly.
aunties, there's family there, and I know your grandma meant a lot to you, Will,
Yeah.
like growing up for you. I know that, and I feel like I can see that in your experience that you have a lot of close friends and family that are in your circle. And I'm glad to be a small part of it, I guess. It's pretty
You
cool. Yeah. But but my question is for you, Will. Your dad talked about how you were cutting grass and doing kind of like some job tryouts at home and things like that. But when you were younger, what did you think your career and life would be like? When you what did you see for yourself in the future in terms of a job, or didn't you really care? I don't know what you'll say.
I mean, I so after my dad explained everything to me, I just was I had to look at the outcome of everything, like what I was getting myself into, what I was expecting, and different kind of things. I just didn't want to be at home, so I know my dad wasn't gonna let that happen. Because as a man, you're supposed to get up and you're supposed to provide for others and for yourself and for others. So again, it's just that's what I was looking forward to. I just didn't want to be at home. So I know my dad wasn't gonna be. I wasn't. He wasn't the type of person, type of parent that was gonna be like, "Yeah, you're gonna be at home on the couch." So I knew I wasn't expecting that.
Okay, well, that's awesome, because so many there's actually a saying that people say that a lot of young adults that are in special ed, they graduate to the couch, and we're trying to avoid having people do that, right? And so it's like your dad was natural, like, oh no, that's not going to happen for you, and it definitely have it definitely hasn't. But let me ask this though too. So you knew you weren't going to be on the couch, but what was your biggest fear about growing up, and then what was your biggest dream about your future? Like, what were you
I wanted to
most
be.
afraid of about? Go ahead.
So the biggest fear was, felt like I was, well, I was gonna be judged. Like, if I was gonna get out in this world, and I knew I was gonna, I know in life you fall, but you have to get back up. So I knew it was gonna take me some time to do a lot of things into the world. But my dad had already prepared me. He already told me that it's not gonna come easy. So you're gonna have to work harder to get what you want in life. And
Right.
I mean, I knew that was one of the biggest fear. Also just my dream is just to be more than my disability and do the stuff that I'm doing today.
Yeah, you're crushing it, man.
That's great.
It's awesome to see that you're working and then speaking engagements and working with young adults, and I know it like fills your cup up,
It does. It does.
like and it's a paycheck, which is awesome. And
Yeah.
so we're giving Will his flowers right now, Mr. Johnson, right?
Yeah.
So and Will just mentioned how you were, he was like, he knew he had to provide and become a man. Like, so what is it like for you now seeing your son have so much success and to be thriving at, Will, are you 27 yet? Did you hit 27 or am I?
27.
There you
I'm
go. Yeah, so like what is that like now? You know, 'cause my mom, I'm old. I'm almost 40, so my mom
20.
still gets emotional about it. So what is that like for you seeing your son thrive so much now and be successful like he is?
For me, it's great. It's a great feeling, and knowing that I had, a hand in him guiding this way, and that I kind of. Because sometimes you think you're doing good and what you're really doing bad, but dealing with Will, I was glad I did it the way I did it, because some people would think, well, you might be a little too hard on him or stuff like that. It wasn't an idea I was trying to be hard on him. I wasn't trying to look at him as a person with a disability. I was just trying to look at him as a person. And I knew what it take from a person to become a young boy to becoming a man. And I know some people say, well, you never want your children to be like you, but I beg a difference. I want my sons to be exactly like me. I know what kind of man I am, and that's what I wanted for them, And so today, man, I'm ecstatic. I just sit back in the gab and I just look at everything, and I never tell them no. Go ahead, brother. If you think you go ahead,
Yeah,
whatever it is, we're gonna do it.
it's yeah, it's awesome.
So I have a quick question for you, Mr. Johnson. Just kind of like how Everett asked you, Will, the question about what were you afraid of? As a parent, at this point in time, what keeps you up at night when you think about Will in terms of his future?
I think about him coming in contact with people that may try to take advantage, because I don't want to tell him, well, no, brother, you can't go here. No, you can't fly on that plane. We can't do that. So that's most of my biggest fear, stuff like that. But I don't tell him no. What I do is we get together. It takes us a little bit. If we got a trip going on, so the average person might jump up and go get on the plane right now. For us, it takes a little longer because I got to plot it out. We got, it's a process for me. And when he don't come to, I said, "Bruh, I don't have no itinerary. We ain't talk about it or nothing." So it's a process. So that's the most of my fear.
Got it.
That's just him being out. I want him to be out there, but
Got it. Yeah, understand.
Yeah. Thinking about it, yeah, I feel like I'm a wheelchair user, and that, and while we're different people, Will, everything takes a level of that planning, and I think that to this day, my mother still worries about that for me, right? Even though I have my own house, I have a daughter that's four, all of that, she still worries about that. And that's probably not going to go away. It's just part of
no.
being a parent. Yeah, it just is what that is.
Exactly.
Yeah, my son is 34 and he's doing very well, but these are things you do. I mean, I think I worry about all three of my kids, but
That's
I
right.
kind of
Yeah.
worry a little bit more about him and how is he going to do, and what happens when I'm gone?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the one that keeps you
I
up
do
at
the
night.
same thing for my younger son. I have Will track him, so I said, so we'll see where you are. What
Okay.
I do, I do have that 360.
What do you
Sure. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us. You've shared a lot that I think will be helpful for families to hear. In the whole world of transitioning from being, a youth in school, going into adulthood, and then finding jobs, for families, some they're not necessarily as equipped as you are. And I think you're the way you have raised your son, it's quite obvious. He's going to be successful no matter what he does.
I believe so.
Well, and I guess one of the questions too, right, is like, if you all were presenting to a room full of parents, what's one piece of advice that you would give to them, based on your experience? And I'll ask that to Will first, and then we'll go to Dad. What's the one piece of advice you would have if you were in a room full of parents, which I almost feel like you've done that before. So what's the kind of advice that you would give to them?
Just keep motivating your child. Well, that's what I mean, that's what I'll tell the parents. Keep motivating your child. Just don't give up on your child, because at the end, some greater gonna come out of everything that you're going through. It's a process. So like my dad said, it's a process of everything. So it don't come at you easily, but you have to have patience.
And Dad.
And Dad,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm like,
I would tell people that as you see your child, if you want to recognize your child with a disability or whatever, and as you see them prosper, and they look at it as a blessing, you take those blessings, you take them on, and because you can just say, back, you know what, because it didn't have to be. So little things, the little bit of things, just be great, even if they make these small steps, the small steps, you blow them up, and you just appreciate them.
Yeah, like,
This could be a, it could be something else.
yes. Yes.
Small steps is still
Okay.
progress, right?
That's right. That's right.
That's
And
what
you
you're
go and,
alluding
and
to.
you yeah, and you go from there. You'll be able to appreciate it, and then you just keep on going. Because at the same time, you'll be learning too. I've learned a lot. During the time from the beginning to now, I've learned so much. It's humbled me. It's just a great
And
process. I wouldn't take it, do it no other way.
I have another question too, based on that, because Mr. Johnson just said
Keep them
that
coming, honey.
well, I mean, there's so much I want to react to, right? It's like you said that you're humbled by the experience. So, like, how has that impact like your view of the world, and how things have evolved for you as you're now a dad of a 27-year-old. I mean,
I tell you, when you look at life through this experience, because you can say, like, well, he's working now. He may not make, some people may say, oh man, he may not make as much money. But when you look at the idea and that him being able to get up in the morning to catch the bus on his own, to get to these places on his own, the money is minute. It's just the idea that he's got the ability to do these things. You appreciate it. And that makes me appreciate those type of small things too. That not to just say, he can get up and go do this and take it upon with a smile. I could do it too. So even though I, older and stuff like that, it's just that I learned from him and just being able to do these things, take it, like it come.
So, Will, let me ask you this. It sounds like your dad does a lot to build you up and support you, but in your view, how does your dad support you the most?
Being that teacher, being that teacher, and just having patience, and being that teacher, and just understanding where I want to go in life. So it's just, if I want to continue, just keep on striving, he's always there to support me.
So I guess you guys talk about this stuff a lot then, huh? This is like
It's an everyday thing. Everyday thing.
It's always time for a learning lesson. I always stop and say, hold on, bro. What we learn from this here? Because my thing is, one thing I can't tell him, and what I've noticed about him as he's grown up, if he make a mistake, or if you bring something to his attention, you can expect he nods up to, he doesn't repeat them. I like that. You know, you can simply let them know, you can, let's think about this. Instead of somebody, instead of him talking to some people, he may run it by them. They, oh, yeah, well, you can do this, you can do that, you can go, you know. But what I do is we keep it real and not similar. These are three things that's, and then he'll go, oh, okay, yeah, I don't think I want to do that. You know, instead of just some people just going along with it. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it's just my job. I just don't go along.
Mm-hmm. All right, I have one more question.
Yes. Yeah. It's just,
do this
there's
all
so
night.
Many things I want to ask. I feel bad. Yes. It's not on the script or it's not on the.
No,
on,
no, no. We're, no, we're totally winging it. So, Mr. Johnson, when Will was in school, how did you do with his teachers? Like, how did it go, and how did it the transition from school to adulthood go as it relates to school?
What I did was, you know, he had IEP, of course. I always had a copy of the IEP. The IEP had everything that they knew about him. They had what they expected of him, but they didn't have a little history of him. So I would get kind of personal with the teacher, stuff like that, and just explain a little history of how he was born. Mm-hmm. And the things that we've seen from this time. And it, I guess I kind of was a little bit playing on their emotions a little bit too, though, because I was telling the truth and I was very emotional and I was hands-on. I was there from an orientation to whenever they needed me, whatever it was going to be, I was coming. And it worked because some of the teachers used to text me, oh, we had a good day in class today. Now they used to text me on my personal phone. And, you know, that's because I gave them a little episode, a little bit of his history on how he was born and things that, you know.
Yeah. What you did is you built a relationship.
Exactly. You know.
And I think that, you know, right there, that is if one of the key things that when Everett asks the question and you had a room full of parents, you building a relationship with people who are providing services to your
right.
son.
I knew I couldn't do it by myself.
Well, yeah. It's critical. It's critical. Right. Yeah.
And I've said this to you, Will, when we've had conversations that have been like serious, and I'll say this to your dad, your approach to this is not what everybody does, which is why we wanted to highlight your story a little bit to give people some pointers about how to do this, about building relationships, right, and creating support networks with family and friends, sure, and being honest about disabilities with right. your kids. Yes. And when you say, I just treated him as a person, that's the fancy word for that is you presume competence, meaning you were like, he can do this and we're going to learn how to do things.
Right.
Look, that we believe he can do. And we're going to focus on that together. Right.
And
so,
then you throw on job tryouts. I'm sorry, but as yeah. a parent, it's so important that you provide your children, especially all your children, with the opportunity to try those different jobs out.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there are so many people that don't allow their children to either make mistakes or have maybe get into a little riskiness. So good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and you even saying, look, I'm still worried about, you know, people yeah. out there that could be in the world. But
right.
you literally said, it scares me, but I don't stop. Like yeah, it doesn't make me stop. You know what I mean? Like, right. you yep. know, like my mom would allow me to, I guess, take a risk and then talk to me about it after it happened. Like, how was that experience at that
exactly.
party with your friends?
Exactly.
How was that trip? Did it go okay?
Yeah.
What, you know what I mean? Instead of being like, you better not do this or that. It was, how was that? Mm-hmm. And it creates a relationship like that. And so
well, yeah, I changed the roles in a lot of things. So I know some people say, well, you know, you don't want to be your kid's friend. He didn't have that many, you know, guys to hang around with. Like a lot, I think a lot of women kind of gravitated toward him because I think
yeah.
they told him to feel sorry. So I became more of a comrade too to show him the benefits of having a male figure as a friend. So sometimes it's not just me and him. We would go out sometimes, it ain't just him and dad. Sometimes we sitting there talking like it's two friends.
Right.
But I had to go out there
to see. Did I see y'all at a white party the other day? Was that what that was?
Yeah, it was at the concert. At the concert. Yeah, we do that. Like, yeah.
I was like, no way. I was like, look at that swag coming up with that.
Because my thing was, I would want to know how my son conduct himself out in the world out there. So
Yeah.
I'm gonna go out there. We gonna see it. So I can give him certain parts. Look,
There
this is
you
what
go.
you do. This is what you should not do.
There you go.
I hit
That
him that with him
is
every time.
that is so awesome.
If you lived in Buffalo, I would have hired you in a heartbeat. No
Well,
doubt about
and
it.
I guess the one of the last questions I have is because Will, I mean, I'll say this: you put out motivational things all the time. You talk about people being positive and staying positive and keeping the faith. But can I ask a question that's like, what do you do to stay motivated when the days aren't so good and they are tough?
I mean, I remind myself who are like I have people that look up to me because I just had like I just had a phone call. I was on a meeting and one of the people who I'm running for, one of the group I'm running for, I'm like the coordinator. So basically, some people look up to me. So I have a community that's looking up to me. So I have to always remind myself, why did I start? Why did I start this?
Right.
What I'm aiming for, and what is my outcome on everything? And people are looking up to me, so I'm not just doing this for myself. I'm doing this for my community. I'm doing this for other people who have a disability. So that's what keep going. Even though I mean, you're gonna have some rough days. Life is not perfect for nobody. Whether you have a disability or whether you're not, life is it's just not perfect.
Right. No, yeah, no, I really appreciate that because I think so many people have trouble staying motivated when it gets tough. And you are the person that is always optimistic. Almost
That's a
it,
real.
it it never stops. It's like relentless. And like I think I've seen you maybe have one, and you said it's been a rough day today or something like that. You'll actually say it out loud. You know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he has rough days, but I was just curious what you do, but reminding yourself what you're here for and that people look up to you, that's awesome. So,
That.
Sue, as we wrap up, do you have any other questions for them?
I think I'm all tapped out for now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you to you both for joining with us for episode two of the
Thank you
Same
for having me.
Page podcast.
I appreciate it. Thank
Thank you
you.
for having me.
Pretty
Great.
excited.
And I guess tune in for more, right, Sue?
You got it.
Yeah.
Same page podcast. Woohoo.
Right.
Hey, thanks, y'all.